The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Taf Lamed. The Gemara tells us the story of David HaMelech's last days on earth. David HaMelech asked the Rebbeinu Shalom, when is he going to be niftar? The Rebbeinu Shalom said, he can't tell him which day is going to be niftar. He told him, tell him which day of the week. He'll be niftar on Shabbos. David HaMelech would sit and learn basmoda and not be mafsik in order that the Malach HaMavis cannot take him. Ultimately, the Malach HaMavis succeeded in disturbing David HaMelech for a few short moments, and David HaMelech was taken. The Gemara tells us in Amun Beis that Shlomo HaMelech sent the Shaila, Sholach Shlomo LeBei Medu Shahaba Meisu Mutl Bechamo Klovim Shol Beis Ava Re'evim Ma Ese Shol Chulei Chatoich Nevela Ma'anach the whole Gemara. Shlomo HaMelech was asking the Beis Din, the Pashtus in the Gemara, the way the Rishonim are Masbir, is that it's Mukta, the whole Siman Shulchan Aruch, what to do with the mess on Shabbos. Of course, that's a very important Siman for the Chevek Kadisha to learn. But the Shaila that Shlomo HaMelech posed to the Sanhedrin was what to do David HaMelech's guf. David HaMelech's heilige guf was lying mutl b'chama, bezoyin ames. And the question was what to do with the body. And the Sanhedrin had to give him an etzah of how to carry Tiltul Menatzad. There are many points to discuss in this Gemara. One point that I would like to touch on, it relates to the Isser Mukta, which is obvious in this Gemara. In the time with the Gemara is Mavur, and in the times of David HaMelech, there was already an Isser Mukta. From a historical perspective, it's a bit difficult. The Gemara later on, in Per Kol HaKelim, tells us, the Rambam discusses at great length in Per Chov Dal Mehilchos Shabbos, that the Isser Mukta is a gzera of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, which make a cheshbin. Has to be almost 500 years after Tir David HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech became Melech. The Beis HaMikdash was built 7 years later at 410, which was the length of duration before first Beis HaMikdash. That's 417, let's say. Add another 70 for Golos Bavel till the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila convened in Yerushalayim when the second Beis HaMikdash was built. And we're talking about a period of close to 500 years. If the Takana was from the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, it certainly would not have been around in the times of David HaMelech. Now, there's an Indian, which is very kosher for Hilchos Mukta, that we discussed in a previous shin, the Dav Chof Ches, that there are two distinct facets of Mukta, which are two different dinim. The Chassam Sofer, in his Hagdoma to his Chidushim on Beitza, defines it very, very clearly. In his Hagdoma over there, he says that the Gemara Pesachim Daf Memvav Amidbeis discusses whether Muktzah is deraisa. The Rabbanan is one man Dama that holds its pattern on a posuk in Pashas Beshalach by the Mon Vechinu Es Hashem Yaviu, that Klal Yisrael was only allowed to eat in the Midbar the Mon which was prepared. Anything which is not prepared, which is not Mukhon, it's not Roy Lachilo, would not be allowed to eat on Shabbos. What Yisrael is that to eat something which is not prepared? It's an Yisrael Muktzah. Okay, we paskin that Muktzah is derabbanon. But the mukta being the rabbanon asmechu akro the geder hadvarim, the Chassam Sofer says, is one is not allowed to eat mukta. We discussed in the previous shiur in Daf Chof Ches that not only is that achila, but it's even consumption. The Gemara talks over there about masik and shiver kelim. One would not allow to be consume mukta. Burning of firewood is the same thing as eating in terms of consumption. It's not a maisa. Tilted. It's not the problem is not that you're picking it up. In fact, the Rishonim say over there, you don't even have to touch the shiver kelim. You could put it on fire without moving it, without touching it. Still, it would be also because the consumption, the achila of the mukta is also. There's another din, which is the din that we're more familiar with, which is the tiltul of mukta, carrying mukta, moving mukta, picking up and carrying with oneself mukta. That's the what we say is you're not allowed to touch mukta. I don't know if it's you're not allowed to touch, but you're not allowed to move mukta, you're not allowed to carry mukta. That's the din we know better. And the Chassam Sofer says that that was taka the takona of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, not to be mitatl, as the Rambam tells us in Perek Tov Chof Dal Mehilchos Shabbos, that takana of tiltul was patterned loosely on the chashash, that if people would pick up and carry things around that are not necessary for Shabbos, they would come to Mizalzma Isor Itzor. And that's why Nehemiah was goyzer in a very strict way. And any kli that a person does not pick up for Tzorich Shabbos, kli even Shalel Tzorich, and then they relax the severity of the original gzeira, and they were more makel on the klesh of malach b'lezer, and different forms of muktzah, which will be discussed in the third pack, and other problem later on in Yetzer Hashem. Those are the two types of muktzah according to Chassam Sofer. The problem is that when you learn the Gemara by us, it would seem, we're not dealing, when we deal with moving Dovra Melech Guf, we're not dealing with an Issa Muktzah which has anything to do with Achila. Nobody was eating Dovra Melech Guf. The question over here was clearly a question of tiltl of Dovra Melech Guf. How could it be that's the Takana that was Nitkan, that was established by the Anshin Knesset there 500 years later? Of course, the Chassam Sofer didn't forget our Gemara. The Chassam Sofer in Erechaim Simon Shin Yud Aleph tells us that the Gemara over here by us has a different reading of the Gemara. Chiddush that the Pshat and the Gemara had nothing to do with Muktzah. It had to do with David HaMelech was lying maybe in a Carmelis, maybe in Rishus HaRabim when he fell down, when the Malach HaMavos was able to interrupt his learning. And the question was a question of Haitzom Rishus Lushus. And that certainly existed in Meishleim, even if it's a Carmelis. That also existed in Meishleim HaMelech. It's only the Gzeres Muktzah which didn't exist. So the Chassam Sofer is Nemon Lashitosoi that the Gzeres of Tiltul Muktzah did not exist in the times of the first phase of English. That was a later Takana established by the Anshei Knesset HaGdol. Many Mepharshim are clearly Mavur here in the Gemara that we're dealing with Tiltul of Muktzah, not Haitzom Mishus Lushus. So what do we do with the Gemara as opposed to the Takanas Nechemi? Others want to suggest, the Graz, one and other Mepharshim want to suggest, that of course there was a Isur Koidemes of Tiltul Muktzah. Of course, Vechinus HaShayavim Pashas Peshalach, if you hold that Zeraisa certainly existed many years before David HaMelech. We're talking about David HaMelech is 500 years after Yetzias Mitzrayim. So there was a Takona that was right when Klai Yisrael, there was a Din Deraisa, according to others, Din Derabonon, pattern on that Pasuk, which had to do with, like we said, of consumption of muktzah. And then there were two distinct categories of muktzah as far as tiltul is concerned. The takona of the kadmoinim that existed in the times of the first Beis Hamikdash had to do with picking up things that have no hishtamshes whatsoever in Shabbos. Eitzim, avonim, things that have absolutely no use, included amongst which is, obviously, guf hameis. And that was the takona of David HaMelech. There's nothing one could do with a dead body. Moving a dead body would be part of the takana that existed before the Anshei Knesset HaGdol. Anshei Knesset HaGdol came along and they asked picking up anything, moving anything, which is not, doesn't have a specific use on Shabbos. It might be a kli, it might have a defined purpose, but it's a kli shemalakta le'isr. It's something that has no purpose right now, it has no purpose on Shabbos. One can't move even that. That is a later established takon, and that comes from the Chemia and from the Anshei Knesset HaGdol. So that would be another mahalak. The Chassam Sofer's mahalak is neater because it slices the muktzah into two completely, but it is mechayiv a chiddush, as we said, pshat now gemara, that the shayla of Shleima was based on a concern of hoitzah, mishus lushus, and not on muktzah. One opens up, getting back to the categories, the way the Chassam Sofer defines them, it's definitely true. The Graz himself says this distinction that there is muktzah of tiltl, and that has a distinct form in and of itself. The Tzlach in Beitzah of Gimel Amud Beis says that the heter, let's say somebody has muktzah biyodoy, somebody has muktzah. The halach is that he's allowed to put it down wherever he wants. Some of Hashem hold that even if he had the muktzah in his hand, we'll discuss the goyin, even if a person had muktzah in his hand, beheter, he's not allowed to carry, he has to drop it right where he is. The person was holding on to, we'll discuss the case of the goyin here today, of a sack and shalmila, which obviously the mother is allowed to maul a child on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham in Simon Shinches, Sivkot Nazayin, tells us that Mogen Avram tells us that even if somebody picked up something be'isur on Shabbos, person picked up, he didn't realize, and he picked up something electronic. If you have to drop it on the spot, it's going to be a hefsid. And drop the electronic piece of equipment on the floor right away. As a person by accident picked up his wallet on Shabbos. He's carrying it for a few minutes, all of a sudden he realizes Shabbos. Drop the wallet where it is, you probably won't find it after Shabbos. He's in a chasna hall, not a chasna hall, Shabbos. He's in a public place. Again, not a Rosh because he wouldn't be allowed to carry it any further. He's in a place where one is allowed to carry. He's carrying his wallet. Does he drop it on the spot? Or does he carry it further? Again, we're not getting involved in the shayla of somebody who realized that he was carrying on Shabbos. As far as his hitzah is concerned, that's a complicated issue. Where could he put it down? A mokum p'tur. If he's in a kamelis, can he? If he keeps on walking, there's no hanocha. He could go back to where he came from, etc., etc. We're not getting involved in that now. But we're talking about the tiltal as far as mukta is concerned. Can he continue along with the thing that he's holding, or does he have to drop it like a hot potato? The Magen Avraham in Shin Ches says that even if he picked it up, bi'isur shochach, Vinotla is allowed to carry it further. Explains the tzlach, that's because when Chazal were mitaken the issue of Tiltul Mukta, which was patterned on Hoitzah, they asked only the Netila Samukta, Tiltul Mukta, Netila Samukta. They did not ask the carrying. It's not the carrying that's also, it's the picking up that's also. Interesting. The carrying is more the Malacha of Shabbos, more than the picking up. The Kira and the Hanocha are etnai in the picking up. But this is what the Magen Avraham, this is what the Tzlach explains based on the Magen Avraham's opinion. The Or Sameach in Shabbos Pekhov Dalid says that the heter of carrying, which is Mavur in the Gemara, of continuing to carry something which is Mukta, since is limited, he says. Since it's Bone al Hoitzah, it's patterned on Hoitzah, and Hoitzah itself, there would not be a Melocha Deiraisa unless one did an Akira in Anocha. So if one did not do an Akira, some Mukta, i.e., one picked it up beheter, one had a right, one was holding it from before Shabbos. One had it in his wallet in his pocket. Well, classic example. A person goes out and he realizes when he's in shul, he has $100 bill in his pocket. His driver's license, maybe outside D, is not mukta on Shabbos, maybe klishim lakalitza. Would he be mukhuif to drop it on the spot, or can he walk to the back of the shul, find himself a safe place, put it under the Aron Kodesh, under the bima, etc.? The Or Sameach says that the heter would only be if he was holding it beheter, which is the case that we're saying, where he had it before Shabbos, where he didn't do an akira. At least if you pattern the maaser that he's doing based on hoitzah, on the model of hoitzah, he didn't do an akira. He didn't pick it up beiser. Was picked up before Shabbos. If a person would do an akira before Shabbos and then walk out into the street, of course he's not over. He has to do an akira on Shabbos. Akira and hanoch he has to do on Shabbos. So if one did the akira beheter, or it was put into his hand, maybe it would be an Akira. But if one did not do the Akira of the Mukta, Be'isr, one would be allowed to continue carrying. But if he did an Akira, Be'isr, just because he forgot, so he's doing a nice Hitzah, B'shoigig. He picked it up, and now he's not allowed to carry because then he's going to put it down. So then he would not have a Het, he would have to drop it on the spot. Whereas, like we said, the Magen Avraham holds, even by Shochach, Vinotlo, the Halacha would be that he would be allowed to continue carrying it. The Goyin, we mentioned this before, Reish Tamach Vov, is Cholok on the Ramah, who's Matir, continuing to carry. The Ramah, as we said, there are two Shittas. There's the Or Sameach, the way he explains the Heter of the Ramah, and there's the Magen Avraham. The Goyin is Cholok outright on the Ramah, and he says there is no Heter to continue carrying Mukta. Even if one is carrying, the case is, there's two goins. The goin in Chaim Reish Samach Vov talks about somebody who had his wallet, mamish the way we said it, and he says over there that since he was not al bi'isr, so there he's not allowed to keep on carrying it. The goin in Yerudei Reish Samach Vov, interesting, they both have a Reish Samach Vov, but in Yerudei Reish Samach Vov, the goin legabi a mila knife, the moil certainly has a mitzvah deraisa to maul the child on Shabbos, and the goin says over there he has to drop it. Even though he's holding on to it behetu, he doesn't say because it was noitel be'isr. So it's not clear if the guy holds like this, or Sameach that we're saying, that's only when he picked it up be'isr, that he's not allowed to continue carrying it. Or he's machmer that even where he had the mukta in his hand, behetu, he has to drop it. The Chazanish, in order to reconcile the two shtiklach goyin in Erechaim Yeridei, says as follows. Says Bishit Zagoyin, it will give us a new insight into the two gzeris of Mukta. The Chazanish says that what the Goyin holds is that when something is a Kli Shemalachte Le'iser, where Be'etzem, that Kli has can be used on Shabbos. It's Kli Shemalak Delizer. Its primary purpose is non-Shabbos related. So it's also to be moved, except L'tzarech Gufei M'koymoi. That's the Sugya in Kolaken. That's Mukta of Takonas Nechemya, of Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. That type of Mukta, if a person is holding on to Beheter, he's allowed to continue carrying it. Why, says the Chaznish? Because as we said, that type of Gzeri is clear in the Rambam, in the Gemara, that's patterned on Hoitzah, and if he's holding on to a Beheter, it's certainly not Doime to a Mais of Akira, Hoitzah, and Hanocha on Shabbos. So there, one would be allowed to continue carrying. That's the Goin in by the wallet in Erech Chaim, and that's why only the wallet is a Kli Shemalak Tele Isser. You could use the wallet for something else on Shabbos, but it's a Kli Shemalak Tele Isser. And therefore, if one had it before Shabbos, where there is no, where the picking up was not Be Isser, there one would be allowed to continue carrying it. Only if one picked it up by accident on Shabbos, Shochach V'Notlo, would one have to drop the wallet on the spot. Whereas in Yerideya, the Goin is talking about a second Shalmila, the Gemara says, because you don't use it for anything else besides Mila, and it's Yomiyach and Mokim, is Mukta Machmas Chisor and Kis. It's another type of Mukta which is discussed in the third parak, another Prokim, in Yetzer Hashem. And by those type of Muktas, which are considered things that have no Tashmish, no usage at all on Shabbos, a Mila knife is only for a Mila. You really, a Mila knife has to be put away. It's not used for anything else. It's something that does not have a Tzorich, a Tashmish on Shabbos, and therefore, it's doima la'etzim v'avonim, and etzim v'avonim, he says, is not patterned on the takona of Nechemya. As we're pointing out from the Gemara over here by David HaMelech, that there was an issa tiltul mukta before the times of Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. In that, since it's not patterned on Hoitzah, that was the takona of Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, it would be mutter, it would not be mutter at all to be mamshech carrying the mukta, because over there, that's takona, you're not allowed to carry mukta. What's the difference? You picked it up. Beheter, Be'isser, you're holding on to it, you're not allowed to be holding on to it. Right now, you're not allowed to carry Mukta, you have to drop it on the spot. So, the second Jomila, you have to drop on the spot. The Goin only said what he said, to be makel, to carry. Again, it's not as big of a kula as the Mogen Avraham, but at least, the kula that he agrees with the Ramadan, you're allowed to carry something that you picked up Beheter, is only when it's patterned on Hoitzah, that would only be by Klisha Malachtoi Le'isser. So again, we have a few, the distinction between the types of Mukta, is we discussed one distinction, the mukta of consumption, of achilas dover shalo hayroi b'tchila Shabbos, kindling of something that wasn't roi b'tchila Shabbos, as opposed to tiltul. In tiltul itself, we said there's two types of tiltul. There's a type of tiltul which is patterned loosely on a maisa hoitzah b'Shabbos. There's a type of tiltul which is stam oser. The second, l'chayr, was the preceding Gzeri of Mukta, which existed in the times of David HaMelech, as opposed to the later on Gzeri of Mukta, which was even by Caleb. And that was a later Takana Mukta, and that would be only by a Klish Malak Lisser. And as we said, the Nafkaminis are between continuing to carry something which was in somebody's hand on Shabbat.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.